You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, this is cool. This is cool. I love when I hear about these eye implants that they're working on, where it could restore sight to the blind instantly without glasses or computer equipment. Apparently the latest one they've been working on is called the BioRetina. It could be implanted under local anesthetic and will offer black and white vision similar to a computer monitor. Now our computer monitors, of course, are colorful, but remember when computer monitors were black and white? The implant's effects, they say, will be enough to allow users to watch television and identify faces. The prototype was made last year, but the clinical trials are due next year. I guess it's specifically tailored for patients who weren't born blind but have acquired blindness, either from age-related macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts. They say this BioRetina incorporates various nano-sized components in one tiny flat implant, approximating the size of a child's fingernail. The manufacturers who device are called NanoRetina. It's a 30-minute implant procedure. They say the return of sight is instantaneous. Recovery time is estimated to 1 week. That is really, really cool. They say some of the other type of implants that we've talked about on the show, you need to be, it's general anesthesia. It could be a 6-hour operation, a lot of hardware. Many times it has a wire that passes through the skull. You need to wear eyeglasses with an external camera and a transmitter. But this is cool. This is just something that they could slip right in. Less than 30 minutes, local anesthesia. I'm amazed. This is like Star Trek cool. All right. They say it is made up of two tiny cameras. Oh, some of the other devices. Like there's one that's made up of two tiny cameras attached to a pair of glasses, which send images to a computer chip attached to the patient's eye. The chip, we talked about this, I think about a week or two ago, turns the images into electrical current sent along the wire to a film inserted behind the retina. So something like this is supposed to be, something like this is supposed to be a heck of a lot easier. All right. Now, they aren't giving us too much information because, again, the trials are going to, start next year. But, kind of cool stuff. Cool stuff. I love it. Keep going, people. Keep going. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now that the baby boomers, have reached Medicare age, many of us are going to be, we're going to have much more hearing loss and blindness and, like I said, macular degeneration, which we've talked about. The macula is part of the back of the eye. That, of course, is integral in vision, sits on the retina. And when this degenerates, people start to lose sight. It's probably one of the most common causes of blindness in adults as we age. And you have the wet and the dry, which we've discussed in detail. But the blindness is, many times irreversible. So if they could come up with something, especially with the majority of, or the huge, why am I stumbling on my words? You see what happens when I get all excited about Star Trek cool things? Anyway, as our population ages and we have more people that are going to be enduring macular degeneration, vision type issues, also hearing loss, we need to see more and more, arthritis. We need to see more and more innovations in those fields because we need age-related medicine, right? Now that we have huge, huge population in their golden years, we need to, even though I think people in their 60s are still middle-aged and young, but we still start to lose our hearing, still start to lose our sight. So cool stuff. So what's this? Somebody in Charlotte, North Carolina has been struck by lightning 3 times, twice on the same street, still lives to tell about it. Ben Edwards was leaving the Steel Creek Cafe in Charlotte, North Carolina. He became a victim of severe weather. There was a tremendous purple flash, he said, and it felt like somebody hit me in the chest with a hammer. He lost consciousness, but managed to crawl back to the restaurant for help. He was rushed to the hospital. Of course, they have to check the heart. We talked about, one of the worst things that could happen when you get struck by lightning is you go into cardiac arrest. But he survived back home. He was struck in York, South Carolina in 2009, and then hit along the same road in Charlotte in 1997. He did have to be revived three times during that first one. He thinks he's used up all his nine lives. He added that he has metal screws in his body. I wonder if it's back. But doctors aren't sure if this is the reason why he's been struck so many times. Oh, they need to do that. They need to do a study to see if people who have those, back cages, those cages implanted in their back, or screws or rods from neck or back procedures, if they are more prone to being struck by lightning. But then somebody could argue, you know, having metal from your cell phone or, you know, a necklace, etc. I got to tell you, see, this guy needs to play the lotto. I mean, if he survived, knock on wood, three lightning strikes, this is the type of guy that needs to play the lottery. All right, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. Find our Facebook page. We also have an Android app for free. You can download it. Go to my website. You can see the icon. Click on that. It'll link you to your, Google App Store. You're able to download the Dr. Dahlia app for free. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever. It's great to do, like, when you go for a drive. You know, like, I live in Southern Nevada, so every time we have to go to Vegas, you know, I listen to podcasts of shows, and this makes it easier, especially since it plays the last 3 hours, and then it also can hook you up to our podcast. So just hours and hours and hours of entertainment. Okay, got a lot to talk about. Some more TSA issues. I guess some woman with a gastric feeding tube, what did they do to her? Oh, they strip searched her because she had a feeding tube. We'll talk about that. Got a little 9-year-old boy who tried to commit suicide. Actually, I think committed suicide. What's going on here? We have a huge Honda recall. More good news on oily fish. I wish, you know, we had more good news on chocolate, but I'm going to be telling you to eat more oily fish. And some updates on George Zimmerman and the Trayvon Martin case. So please don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Honda is recalling more than 320,000 small SUVs and cars around the world because the doors may not close properly and can even open while driving. Apparently, the car manufacturer said that if the inside driver or passenger door handles are used at the same time as the power or manual door locks, the inner door latch may not work. Nope. This means the door may not lock and could open while the car is in use. I guess this affects the CRVs, the ILXs, thousands upon thousands of cars. I don't have a Honda, but in case you do, you may well want to call your Honda company. I guess Honda had just a day before announced that it was ramping up production in the U.S. and expects to double its exports on vehicles, and now they got a recall about 300,000. They were hoping to export about 100,000 units to markets in Europe, South America, and Asia this year. Yeah, everybody asks me, what do I think is the safest car out there? Gosh, there used to be a website I used to go to. Like, you know, before we would look at a new car, we would go to the website, and it would rate you know, impact in the front, in the back, you know, it's funny because one of my guy friends, you know, knew the site, and I'm sure some of you are probably yelling at the radio now, and I know there's many more now, but there was one I would always go to, and depending on the car and the make, you all know that. I mean, you could have a Chrysler, but depending on what brand and model, you know, the safety can vary. And I've never had a Honda. I never have. So that's kind of interesting. But not what you need in the middle of a recession right now. Dr. Dahlia, Obama says the recession is over. No, it's not. The recession is not over. No, not in the least. All right, so let's see what's happening here. All right, I love these TSA stories. Unfortunately, this woman doesn't like the TSA. A Texan grandmother has accused the TSA of crossing the line and humiliating her after insisting on swabbing a gastric tube sticking out of her stomach. These gastric tubes are ways for people to be fed. Okay, it's a tube that, you know, goes to the stomach. All right, this one protrudes from her stomach. Aroused interest in TSA agents because, of course, they're not trained. These people aren't trained with these. The only problem is, you know, in TSA's defense, they're being told that, you know, terrorists will frequently surgically implant bombs. So just because somebody has a surgical, you know, a common G-tube, you know, if the terrorists find out that the TSA is like, all right, it's a G-tube, we'll leave it alone, or, oh, it's a urinary catheter, you know, we'll let you pass. Well, they're like, all right, that's how we do it, guys. Let's get the next, you know, volunteer. We'll surgically input a G-tube. And, yeah, there's nasogastric tubes. Those go through the nose, though. But a lot of times you'll just surgically put the G-tube right in the stomach. And, all right, guys, let's implant something then. So, you know, it kind of blows my mind how the media so publicly, and I'm just as guilty because I'm talking about the story, but the story's already out there. You know, so publicly talks about the TSA and how they're fumbling around patients like this, or how they're fumbling around tourists and travelers, the TSA, you know, looks like, oh, okay, well, they're going to be softer the next time around. And, unfortunately, no. So instead of offering her a private room, the grandmother, Deaton, alleges that the agents left her behind a nearby screen, strip searched her, and then interfered with the delicate feeding tube she has needed after surgery for a gastric bypass operation in which she developed complications. When I pulled my shirt out and they caught a glimpse of it, they go, ah. She goes, thank you for your professionalism. Then they took a sample to check for explosives. They also confiscated her supply of soft foods, which she needed since her treatment began. And then, of course, the pat down went a little bit too far. She asked for a supervisor. The supervisor did take the trash out of the food out of the trash and did return it to her. Look, what are these guys? I don't want to, you know, be in defense of the TSA agents, but, you know, remember, if they miss another underwear bomber or another person that, you know, another terrorist that, you know, that caused the destruction in September 11th, if they miss that one, you know, they're not going to be able to live with themselves. So they would rather err on the side of caution and, you know, put somebody through a humiliating strip search. And, you know, my problem is these terrorists are always one step ahead. So whatever we're doing or we think we're doing that is beneficial and protective, terrorists are already one step ahead. You know, so yeah, so somebody coming in with a G-tube, you know, now my son, when he stepped on my heel and hurt himself pretty badly, we had to have him in a wheelchair. And boy, did they have an issue. You know, can he stand up? Yeah, he could stand up. Look, I'll let him stand up and hop. I just don't want him to put foot on it, put pressure on it, because he's got a big hole in the bottom of his foot. And, you know, they did to the pat down, and, you know, I was there, and I watched, and I already warned my son. I go, you know, they may be kind of near your cojones a little bit. I'm going to be there and make sure it's and my son's like, I don't care. Let them do whatever they need to do. You know, my son was really cool about it. But the fact that he was in a wheelchair, it probably added an extra 30 minutes to our security screening. You know, and again, what are they supposed to do? You know, they have to make sure that people coming on don't have any blades, don't have any fluids, don't have any weird powders. You know, I still think our TSA agents are heroes. I just think they're fumbling, and I think they're undertrained. And I think they don't really have a handle on what the terrorists are doing. So just going to err on the side of caution and just overlook and give the appearance that they are screening with a fine-tooth comb. And I guess that's all they could do right now. I don't know what the answer is. I know they were in Dallas trying a pilot study of using this X-ray scanner, just like kind of in Total Recall, where you just, you know, walk through the scanner and they look at you as you're walking through the scanner, right? That was so cool in Total Recall, the old Total Recall. The only thing is again, the radiation. You know, for those of us that travel a lot, you're already getting radiation up in the plane. Pilots are always exposed to radiation. You know, so having to go through multiple radiation, you know, screens as you go through the TSA, that may not be well accepted. The TSA spokesman did not reveal the chemicals that are on each swab. He said that touching medical devices such as a gastric tube is not supposed to happen. Yeah. All right. Well, poor lady. The strip search part is humiliating. You know, and imagine if you have a catheter. I don't know what you do. I don't know. I would just say, you know, be prepared for a pat down. And it stinks, you know, because they say, all right, well, you need a woman here. You know, yes, I guess I feel better with a woman doing the pat down than a man, but I still don't like, you know, a person I don't know touching you in the boobies. By the way, my last pat down was in public. You know, everybody saw her touch my boobies. And, you know, that was, I think, a little inappropriate. They really should have let me, you know, I mean, I was clothed, my shirt was on, but, you know, they go inside and outside and up and through. And unfortunately, you know, with my, you know, bulletproof bra, you know, it feels like, you know, there's metal or Kevlar in it. So, you know, the exam was longer than it should have taken. So, now what are you going to do? All right. So, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877 Doc Dolly. So they, interviewed, George Zimmerman on Sean Hannity. I guess what Barbara Walters was really, really upset that she didn't get the exclusive interview. But I guess in an interview with Sean Hannity, George Zimmerman said he really knew nothing about stand your ground law. He said he was kind of unaware of the Florida stand your ground law. You know, he kind of, from what I understand, described what happened. They from what I understand, attorneys want to use the interview with Sean Hannity as evidence and use it in court. I didn't see the interview, but from what I understand, you know, the lawyer was present and he didn't say anything too incriminating. I think he kind of said the same old story that he did. But, I don't think a lot of people know the laws that they have in the state. I think, again, you know, his biggest mistake was getting out of the car and pursuing him. Of course, the defense is going to claim he was told by 911 operators to look at the address. Or when asked about the address, he wanted to jump out and get the address. But, you know, I think with forensics and from what we've been hearing, they're able to tell by the gunshot wound, by the distance it was shot, you know, by the struggle, by his, you know, George Zimmerman's medical records versus Trayvon Martin's, that the forensic specialists are going to be able to give us a lot more information on what happened. But Sean Hannity landed the exclusive interview. I know, I need to get working. I never ask these people for interviews. I doubt George Zimmerman would come on mine. I doubt he has time to listen to the Dr. Dolly Show. We do go play in Florida. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Show. All right, somebody who was walking where they shouldn't have been was that Burger King employee who I guess was stepping on the lettuce. Do you guys see that picture that was circulating? I guess he's sitting there stepping on the lettuce that they use for the sandwiches. Well, from what we understand, Burger King says three workers were fired after this photo was posted online and appeared to show the employee stepping on the lettuce and bins at a Northeast Ohio restaurant. Don't you love it when they call them restaurants? You know, you're thinking restaurants like something fancy like McCormick and Schmick, but a Burger King's a restaurant still, people. The hamburger chain statements to Ohio news outlets didn't directly confirm reports that the picture was taken at a restaurant in the Cleveland suburb of Mayfield Heights, but they say that the franchise runs the independently operated restaurant. They quickly investigated the matter, and three employees were terminated. They will not tolerate such violations of its strict procedures in safely handling food. It did not comment on the circumstances in which the photo was taken. But, I mean, having worked at fast food myself, when the manager is not there, it is an absolute free-for-all. just, you know, that's why, don't do drive-thru, walk in. Walk in and see what's going on. Just do that. Walk in. Honestly, you have no idea what happens when you go through the drive-thru. But when you walk in, you can see people dancing. You can see people wiping their nose. Yeah, I know drive-thru is more convenient. I know, I hear you. Anyway, that was reported by UT San Diego. All right, you know, speaking of idiots, a JetBlue pilot's eye was damaged when another person decides to do a laser pointer attack on the cockpit while the plane was landing. Now, these quote-unquote blinding flashes with laser pointers is, you know, on the rise. Kids think this is funny. And they could cause an airline crash. This is ridiculous. Anyway, JetBlue's pilot eyesight was damaged when a blinding green laser pointer flashed the cockpit as he was landing the jetliner at JFK Airport. The attack occurred last week, was 7 miles away when the aircraft was 5,000 feet in the air with 80 passengers on board. You know, as these lasers, it looks like, you know, you're never supposed to stare at a laser pointer ever. And sometimes the farther away, and then when it comes into a confined face, you know, a confined place like the cockpit, I mean, it's pretty blinding. This was JetBlue Flight 657 was landing at JFK from Syracuse, New York at about 9 p.m. when the pilot radioed control tower to report that the first officer had taken two direct blasts from a green laser pointer. And remember, if it hits one, it probably hits the other. And now everyone's like, okay, well, if one pilot's down, the other one. Okay, we're talking about a laser pointer done 7 miles away hitting the cockpit. So you could have both pilots blinded when they're 5,000 feet in the air getting ready to land. This is frightening. I don't understand. Now, luckily, the plane did land safely. All right. They say use caution. I just had an unauthorized laser illumination event about 7 miles ahead of you. I love how pilots talk. You know, even remember Scully, Captain Scully? I mean, look how calm they are. I would have said, some beep just blasted me with a laser. Just find this guy and kick his little beep. I mean, that's what I would have said if I was a pilot. But instead they said, use caution. I just had an unauthorized laser illumination event about 7 miles ahead of you at 5,000 feet. JetBlue 657, we are looking into the matter. Thank you, copy. I mean, that's how they talk. They're so cool. Gosh, they keep their cool. Last year, there were nearly 3,600 reported laser attacks on airplanes, and there have been more than 1,500 so far this year. Idiots. In 2005, the first year the FAA began tracking the attacks, there were only a few hundred. So there's been a 12-fold increase. Where do you get these laser pointers? The only thing I ever did with a laser pointer is I remember my teacher in medical school was I got a hold of the extra laser pointer. So while he was, you know, pointing to the cells, you know, he'd put up a slide that would have the microscopic cells. And, you know, while we were looking at the epithelium and the nuclei and all that and the mitochondria, he'd be pointing at it. And I would point from the back of the class with the laser pointer to another cell. And he caught on really quickly that it was me. Damn it, Dahlia, stop it. Put the pointer down. Sorry, sir. It was an accident. It was on my keychain. So I would do that. Can you imagine just two different, you know, red dots kind of fighting with each other? I thought it was funny. But no, I would never shut it in someone's eye. That's very, very bad. All right, so they say what happened. Oh, they explain why it's so bad. All right. Especially the green lights. What happens is the pinpoint spreads out as it gets up higher and farther away. What may seem like a very faint light to you in a cockpit gets almost blinding. Two pulses hit the Embraer 190 regional jet and caught the first officer in the eye. It was unknown whether he was the one flying the plane or his co-pilot. All right. I don't think they were able to find the person. Only 28 people have ever been charged since 2005. So, kids, if you're listening, don't be stupid. You know, there's people's lives at stake. Why would you do that? You know, there's a place in Vegas, Las Vegas and McCarran Airport, where you can watch the planes land. Very romantic. It's kind of a makeout place. But it's not really private. You know, you're kind of out there still on the main street. But people, you know, sit there and make out. You know, but no, I didn't. I was a good girl. I would sit there and watch the planes land. And you would hear idiots next to you go crash, 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 crash while the plane was landing. Don't be doing that. Why are there people that want... I mean, do you want somebody doing that to you when you're in the plane? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're being all square. Tough. I can't believe... Why would people want a plane to crash? Oh, because then they get to see something exciting? Really? It's worth all those people dying? Something very frightening was in Detroit. A 9-year-old boy had fallen out of a 9th-floor bedroom. He had a history of suicide attempts. 9 years old. And what's even more scary than that, he had threatened suicide in the past to police, had been in trouble for shoplifting. So we have a little 9-year-old boy. Blows my mind. Jumps out of a 9th-floor, dies. But there wasn't an ambulance that could come. Police were the first to arrive on the scene. All right, 911 had been called immediately. Police were the first to arrive at the scene, but no ambulance was available to attend the scene. And the body had to be taken to a nearby hospital, the Henry Ford Hospital, in the back of the police car. Now, Michigan State Representative Rashida Tlaib said no ambulance could be spared because of the city budget cuts that have left emergency services short on resources. Now, we've been talking about cities going bankrupt, right? I don't know if San Bernardino has completely filed. I think they filed for some sort of an extension, but I know their city council had approved them going for bankruptcy. We know Stockton, Mammoth Lakes in California. We know Detroit has been having severe financial woes, as are many cities in America. And, you know, when people go, all right, well, bankrupt, so these city workers don't get their pensions. We're talking about more than that. We're also talking about ambulance. We're also talking about police force. We're also talking about our first responders or firemen. But we're talking about a lot that we benefit from. Now, I don't know, you know, I don't know what their budgetary issues are and why ambulances are, you know, being rationed. But, you know, can you imagine... The ambulance never came, and the child declared dead by police had to be, you know, thrown in the back of a car and being taken. So this is just, it's frightening stuff. You know, now people will write me, some of my listeners going, you know, Dahlia, when I hear what, Dr. Dahlia, when I hear what happens with, Great Britain and Europe, where ambulances won't take you if you're a certain age, and, you know, you hear all these stories. You know, should we just drive ourselves? Now, in the olden days, if you drove yourself, you would have a longer wait. You know, the ambulance takes you there, you get in. Now, I mean, I think the wait is equal. But the only reason why I wouldn't recommend that is if you are in need of a hospital, then at least the paramedics could perform some sort of emergency care. Now, I don't know what to advise you if the ambulance never comes. I would probably have the 911 operator pin her to the wall and say, how long? Because if not, then I'm going to drive myself because I don't want to die before you get here. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Donovan and his work on the dials tonight. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to you all for listening. It is 48 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, when the show is over, please go to my website and download the Android app for your Dr. Dahlia phone. Also, follow us on Twitter. And follow us on Facebook. Okay, so, you know, many of you have seen this whole egg allergy you know, being cured by just forcing the kids to eat the eggs. I mean, it's a little bit more than that, but it's it makes some sense. Kids with egg allergies, they say, can actually recover if they are introduced eggs little by little and desensitized. And this isn't anything new. We've known that things like this could happen. It's just I don't think they wanted to test it on kids, and somebody had the guts and the cojones to do it. So basically, the study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, all right, and this is being reported here by the LA Times, what they did is they took 55 children, ages 5 to 11. All the children had immune reactions to eggs that were severe enough that they did, though, seem to go away with time. Many food allergies do go away as kids, you know, grow older. And none of the allergies were severe enough to throw them into anaphylactic shock where they stop breathing and need epinephrine. But they were still severe enough for parents to know that they had an issue. So what they did is they took these children, they divided them into two groups. One that got egg powder, the other group that got cornstarch. For the first 10 months, nobody knew what they got, you know, because you need a kind of a control, all right? If everybody thinks they, and this is called a blind, you know, like a single blind study, double blind is when the person giving the egg powder doesn't know who is getting it. But it looks like it was a single blinded study where some of the kids got egg white powder and didn't know, the others got cornstarch for the first 10 months. These kids were between 5 and 11. By the end of 10 months, children in the egg group were ingesting as much as the equivalent of a third of an egg a day, right? And at 10 months, these children were fed egg white powder in several doses, and they say 14 of the children on the egg therapy group could eat an entire 5 grams without having any reaction. 8 could eat part of the dose before they reacted. Of course, the cornstarch children, they reacted because they weren't desensitized. At 22 months, okay, the egg group received another egg powder challenge, this time with twice the egg powder. Now 30 of the 40 children could eat it all. 29 of those who passed the test then stopped eating any egg powder just to see if maybe this was more of a, if it was too soon to tell. And after 4 to 6 weeks, many of them were still able to eat 10 grams of egg powder and eat a whole egg. So, you know, yippity-doo. I mean, it's important because, you know, many people, they can't take the flu shot because of an egg allergy. And, you know, we're very worried as the flu evolves and changes and mutates and we get different forms. And every now and then we get a scary form like we did with the swine flu. And so, you know, if somebody's allergic to eggs, even though they're supposedly a non-egg type of flu shot out there, for the most part, people that have an issue with eggs, they just don't get the flu shot. And so if there's a way to desensitize, I think that's great. Also, egg is used in so many foods. Egg is mixed in cake and batter. And I, you know, people put egg even in meatloaf. People put egg everywhere. Egg foo young. There's egg. So deviled eggs have eggs. Anyway, but a lot of foods that you want to think has eggs has them. So what's crucial about this is if they could later do the same with peanuts. You know, these kids that have peanut allergies that go into anaphylactic shock, you know, is there a way we could desensitize them? And many of you who have allergists who perform allergy shots, you're going through the desensitization that way too. What they do is they, you know, test you on your back and they do those little prick tests, you know, and they see what you react to. And then what they do is they determine what you're reacting to, they give you allergy shots with them in minuscule form. That's also how homeopathy works. They give you the agent that hopefully would help cure you, something that you don't react well with, in minuscule amounts, mix in alcohol, water, whatever, and it's supposed to prime your system so that you could take it. So, interesting stuff. I love homeopathy. I wish I knew more about it. I think it's cool. So if they're able to help fight food allergies this way, it makes sense. You know, that's some pretty cool stuff. Me, I'm not a huge fan of eggs. The only eggs I like, I've told you all, are the ones where if you go to like a buffet in Las Vegas, sometimes the eggs are powdered eggs, and so they come out in a brick. So when you spoon your egg, you used to not be able to spoon your egg. Somebody had to spoon it, but because of the recession, now there's less, you know, there's less workers. So you have to spoon out your own eggs, and you get your egg in a nice big brick. I like that. I don't like my eggs runny and drippy and real. I like them powdered and bricky. I love brick eggs. Those are delicious. All right, let's move on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, remember that serial infector hospital worker? He has been charged. Remember, this happened in New Hampshire. There was a gentleman who worked, I should call him an idiot, David Kwiatkowski. He was a technician at Exeter Hospital, which was, from what I understand, a cardiac catheterization lab. And he had infected at least 30 patients with hepatitis C. This is huge. And how he did it was he stole fentanyl, syringes that had fentanyl, which is a very powerful painkiller, more potent than morphine. And he would inject himself with it. And then to hide the fact that the fentanyl was gone, he put another liquid in there, like saline, which you could get very easily. And he syringed that into the syringe. And then patients who thought they were getting fentanyl were getting saline. And of course, who's going to believe you when you go, "I'm still in pain, it didn't work." "Oh, shut up, you druggie." No, they weren't getting their pain medicine because it was mixed with saline. Unfortunately, these syringes were obviously reused. Now, he claims that he did not know he had hepatitis C until May, and he had been fired in May, but I guess there is evidence that he had the hepatitis, which destroys the liver, and is highly infectious since June of 2010. So, allegedly, this guy didn't give a heart and doot, stole pain medicines for his fix, let the syringes go back into the patient's circulation, and at least 30, we don't know if there's even more. Now, eyewitnesses said he appeared to be sweating profusely, would attend procedures on his off days. Yeah, that's always it. When somebody comes in on their off day, something's up. Now, you all know, and I've admitted this on air, we used to get free food a long, long time ago as a medical student. And, you know, since we were all poor medical students, we would come in scrubs, go to the hospital, you know, act like we were working that day, so we got our free food. So, yes, I would go to the hospital on my off days. But, of course, was it for something crafty? Yeah, it was for free food. Yeah. "Oh, Dr. Bell, you should be arrested." Look, medical students got free food. And you want to know what? To make it all good, I would say hi to some of my patients that were there. Said, "Look, it's my day off, but I'm here for free food, but I'm here to say hi. Make it kosher." All right? So, but yeah, I do feel guilty, of course. One witness said he did appear to be on something. At least once he was sent home for the day. Colleague told a supervisor he was unfit to perform medical care. He was known as a traveler, a technician hired by hospitals for temporary stints around the country. We also call them a float. And it's just, and I'm just going to tell you right now, remember when we, reported that I think it was the U.S. task force had allowed us doctors to screen everybody for hepatitis C? They said so many people are walking around with hepatitis C and they don't realize they have it. And not because of an idiot such as this, but because of previous tattoos or maybe you received a transfusion in the 80s. You know, maybe you were exposed with sex. We don't know. I think it's a great idea. Have your doctor run a hepatitis test. Why not? The last thing you want to be doing is walking around with hepatitis. Hepatitis B or hepatitis C that could be damaging the liver, causing cancer, causing liver cirrhosis, liver failure, possibly death. Just get yourself checked because this guy got caught. What if something like this happened to you in a hospital and the guy never got caught, so you don't know to get checked? All right, guys, great show. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please don't forget to download the Droid app, but most of all, be safe and God bless.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988,
Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.